is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, today is Wednesday, June 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, Carlos Ruiz is supposed to come. He is not here. I think he forgot. Well, he's supposed to have assistants who's supposed to remind him of his obligations, but he didn't show up. So that means I got to talk off the cuff. Right now, he's waiting downstairs to escort him up, and he didn't show up. I should have called. I should have stopped because I had to drive past his place and stop. But I depended on his assistant to remind him to be here. And in fact, he might be coming late. But that's not what I'm worried about today. Today, I got to continue with the show. I'm forwarding some stuff to Kermit now in terms of what I planned to discuss. So, you know, when you're trying to talk, and the last one here. Trying to talk at the same time and WhatsApp at the same time. That's three different things that Kermit said. So that's my show right there. So let's start off with this. I have this open line Wednesday just because my guest didn't show up. But I have one or two things I wish to discuss, some voice clips that I'm going to have just some discussion on. The first post or discussion I want to talk about is a Facebook post by this lady named Dee Dee Rule says she's feeling thoughtful, and it reads, right, and I want to have your consideration on this as I move and get Kermit prepared to send the voice clips to me so we can talk about that. It says, Bay Street is a disaster. That's what her post, her Facebook post, social media post is saying. Saying, Bay Street is a disaster. I feel we've lost all respect for this little island. Half naked homeless walking up and down, sleeping in doorways where tourists walk. Sad that this is what the tourists take pictures of. Then we go to Prince George Wharf. No dress code for the hustlers, let alone any brought up sea. At one time, good morning was the norm. Now it's, yo, you want an ATV? You want a scooter? All this done with your underwear showing and your pants falling off. Not to mention the people soliciting a 50-cent bracelet made in Mexico and saying that the handicapped Bahamian children made them and asking for or telling them a donation is in order. What about the primary school children soliciting? Ages 8 and up, running up and down, hustling tourists. Sad. Last but not least, what on earth is going on by our key with all of these vendors popping up on the beach where tourists used to come and relax? I'm saying all of this because of all the feedback I get from tourists I have spoken with. So many not happy, saying they won't come back or come off the ship. Will we ever get it back to positive vibes? I love the Bahamas, always will, but respect. And again, this is a Facebook post by a lady named Dee Dee Rule, right? I want to know your commentary on this. As you know, Guardian is in Oaksfield. There is a gentleman who is always naked. When I say naked, he ain't no little naked. He ain't no small fellow either. And he walks bald naked. I mean, sometimes he has a shirt that partially covers covers his top part, but doesn't cover his bottom part. So you can see everything. You can see everything in my, like I said, he ain't no small brethren. So anyone who walks past him can see, wants you to see. Clearly has mental issue, right? But with this summer heat, there seems to be an increase of persons who are going through their challenges, who are walking ball naked on the street, and it doesn't seem as if he can arrest this problem. So I need help. I need help to find out how do we help those people who are going through these challenges and the passerby, the general public, right? Now, some people say, well, these people have mental issues and we do, right? But imagine living in a society where some of, that means all our school children, teenage and younger, are on the streets, they're playing in the road, and they are mentally ill, male and female, Bahamians walking the street who have mental illness. That means anything could happen regarding them in terms of attacks, hurting themselves, hurting people, vulnerable people as they pass. And of course, this plight has now permeated towards Bay Street, that on our main thoroughfare, Bay Street, well, as tourists walk by, as lawyers walk by, as doctors walk by, because all that is in the Bay Street area, right? As business professionals who work downtown, as young people walk by on Bay Street, there are men and women with challenges. Men and women are challenged who are ball naked. Not no little naked, no. I want you to conjure this image, what I'm trying to say. And it doesn't seem as if people are seeing them, even though it's clear as day that they're there. But we are now ignoring the issue. Say, man, we don't want to take that responsibility on, right? You can't commit people to silence unless they want to, right? Sometimes we just rush them off, you know, say, y'all move further down, and they can continuously walk up. But if they have issues, that means it's possible that they can harm people. And if that is so, we need to address this soon before we have an incident which could have been prevented. 2-3-2-3-2-5-4-3-1-6, 3-2-5-4-2-5-9. And of course, you're calling from the Family Island. It's 242-300-5720. And if you want to text me, the text line is 422-GR-96. That is 422-4796. Of course, the standard text rate supply. I see I have a number of texts coming through right now. See the DD Roll mention how the fish fry looks now. You see it popping up, all kind of shanty fish stands or whatever it is popping up. The hustling has increased. We need to have a discussion on what do we want this New Providence Island to look like. Let's go to the first caller there as Kermit queue up those videos for me. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. At least if you go on Bay Street and you don't have your seatbelt fastened, you will be stopped by a policeman.
Yes, they police seatbelts on Bay Street.
You will be stopped by a policeman. Right now, I remember back in the day when, you know, if you walked north towards Bay Street, as you went under the arch, you had a mental shift and how you were supposed to behave on Bay Street.
Bay Street is something hollow, or respect.
See, now, we only got to blame ourselves now. Okay, this ain't got nothing to do with the politicians. It's what we have allowed them in terms of us exercising our freedoms.
Explain that to me. Because I had the discussion the other day saying we blame the politicians too much and the responsibility should be ours. But people got upset with me. So I want you to explain.
Our politicians are a reflection of who we are.
Mm.
And for us, for them to lead us somewhere, we have to be prepared to go. But we aren't prepared to go anywhere right now. Now, what's going to happen is that you're going to have a spillover into the tourist areas, and something is going to happen.
And that's what I'm afraid of. Something is going to happen eventually.
Well, it's happening at a lower level, you know, on the jet skis and the ATVs, you know. I remember having to chase a tourist off Sanders Beach. You know, he was trying to drive up and down the beach. And to add insult to injury, I was out there. And Sanders Beach is now a tourist stop for the tours and the bus drivers. It's like they don't have any place else safe to go. Now, you got to understand the whole picture of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually have tourists and tour buses on Sanders Beach, and they're walking up and down. But this is now a stop for the tour bus drivers.
Yeah.
It means that we are isolating some stuff, and we ain't dealing with what we have to deal with in terms of our culture. And my fear is that we're going to allow our politicians to define what our culture is by our negligence.
I can write that down because that's a good topic. And I appreciate that. And I can reiterate what you said. We will allow our politicians to dictate what our culture is.
Yeah. I mean, you saw it just close to the end of last year where the attempt to monetize Junkanoo without the input of the persons who were doing all the work.
Yeah.
No, it's going to come around. Now, our problem is that if we don't catch it, these fellas are going to be kicking this can down the road, and we could be seen as a normal exercise, and excuse the use of this word, as we progress.
As we progress. I appreciate you, caller. And thanks very much for listening. I wrote down one or two of the points so I can help shows in the future discussing exactly what it is. Who determines what the Bohemian culture is? Is it politicals, the politicians who dictate to us and say, no, this is our culture, and y'all need to... go ahead.
Hey, and just one more shot. When you see somebody can turn a part of our culture, like, you know, our historical Labor Day parade,
mm-hmm. Then
somebody can change that into a birthday celebration for themselves.
It's a birthday celebration.
You know the guys in charge.
But the Bohemian people cheered them on and become defensive.
But this can only last as long as the public treasury got some money. As long as these people can't get paid, they ain't coming out no more.
Okay. Thank you very much. The phone line's full. 323-623-325-4316-325-4259. Let me read this text and go to the next caller. So your Minister of Health said 5 years ago the mental health evidence by numbers of vagrants on the street was an urgent issue. They would be addressing it. Now the PM has nothing else to do. Being aware of a state issues should not be a blocker to action. Any minute now, or in the run-up to the election, 2031, the Progress crew will get started continuing the work, right? Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. Neri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I love the last caller, but something he said that I think Bohemian people need to stop saying, you know, it's our fault in this and that, we are to blame. And that is disgusting for me because, like Mr. Strong always remind us that a lot of laws exist on the books. You just need to take some enforcement.
Well, 52, let me go back and forward with you for a minute. Now, the laws on the books, the politicians are not prepared to enforce the law. Let's have that as an absolute, full stop. So now, what should happen now? Since you say it's no longer our fault. I already tell you the politician ain't doing it, full stop.
Let me tell you the problem lies with society. These airwaves should create waves. When the problem is an individual doesn't have a right over the collective. So if an individual cries wolf about any particular scenario or anything in the country, nobody pays attention because it's only you one. Why does it take demonstration, riots, insurrections in order to get the attention of the lead ruling.
They don't see us 52. They don't see us, so you can't get their attention.
It doesn't matter. We have the charter. Listen to people. The reason for conversating is to listen and learn. I listen to everybody and I learn. And so we are reciprocal in learning from each other.
And I'm saying 52, they are not listening, 52. So what do we do?
We do something to make them listen. This is why I want 50,000 downtown. But we won't get it because it's a politician's paradise and schisms is what they thrive on, and ignorance and poverty. So let's look at out west of the caves.
Mm-hmm.
Back, I born in 64. So as time go on, the masses would be engineered to be ostracized, in which the beaches would be taken away from them.
Yes.
Those vegetation that they put there, it was designed to keep people from parking and the Negroes piling up on the beaches on a holiday. All right? So what I'm saying is, in other words, let's look at Awaki, Goodman's Bay, and all of these other places, Montague. There needs to be a moratorium on people putting up wooden, inglorious-looking structures, obstructing the view, which is a part of keeping your sanity. So we see a lot of people moving around who are unstable mentally. Do you realize to know that the more people we allow to go down that pathway, we are actually losing revenue and having productive citizens? Some of these people I know a guy who's on Robinson Road. Let me see if I can remember his name. Oh, God. He was one of the best AC men in the hotel when I was working. All right? And he is now totally out of it. And one day I asked him, I was trying to get his name together. I said, if you could remember my name, I'll give you the amount of money that you had asked me for and more. He couldn't remember my name. And, you know, I know his potential. At the beaches, you allow these people to put up all these inglorious, but that's like a Goodman's Bay, man.
Mm-hmm.
How could I go then and enjoy myself, Mr. Newey?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a fury. You see what I'm saying? And this is, you can hear the passion in my voice. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm born in 64. When we go downtown back in the days, you couldn't go downtown. You had to be clean. It was just natural for us to go downtown, dress up or however. We enjoy downtown until they put the malls up, et cetera, but I see young men with their pipes. I just called a couple of weeks ago, told I saw a young man walking north on Market Street with his pants down his pants dropped down by his upper thighs, and he seems insensitive or unconscious of what's going on. He's bareback. And so what I'm saying is he's a young man. Can we catch people like that and make them productive citizens versus just talking about these people and allowing them to go down this pathway? And these people don't really care. But do you know what? They care about nobody. I see some new statement coming on. They're into reducing poverty.
Mm-hmm. Playing with us, 52. They're playing with us.
You can't get rid of poverty like that, man. You give the people trades and encourage the people to go get a trade and be productive citizens. Like, oh, the Cuban guy on the South Miami fixing forklifts and doing diesel and hydraulic works and fixing escalators and elevators. Let's empower the people and stop. You know, back in the days when I was growing up, I basically didn't know what social services was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you think you can reduce poverty? If you could reduce poverty by social services, come on, man, they need to stop this. You filling up the country with poor people and you expect to have a better result? They make me sick, man.
Thank you very much, 52. The gentleman who frequents this Oaksfield area is 22 years old. The bald naked man. He's 22 years old, and nobody has brought him over and said, no, let's fix this. You can't be walking naked, passing the schools at 22 years old. We can fix you. We can fix you. No, they don't doing it. Let's go to, you caught that first clip there, Kermit? Said, play it for me if any of them worked, any one of them, or the three. Play the first one, then we'll go to the callers next. Don't go no place, callers. See if any of them will play. None? So let me go to this next caller then in the meantime, and let me know when you get one so that can work. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
How you doing?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I just into the world news, right?
Go ahead.
In France, they have the temperature that's 117 degrees.
Yes.
And they have people over there actually falling out.
Yes.
So my thing is with you, is it possible or could you educate the public on what's the proper clothing to wear, the proper hat to wear, the proper shade to wear?
Let's slow down. Let me
keep ourselves cool while we're waking out in the field.
Let's slow this down. In France, it goes up to 0 degrees, negative numbers. Then it goes as high as 120. In the Bahamas, we average 80 degrees year-round. It always hot here. You saying that a Bahamian who lived, born, and raised here do not know what to do with hot?
In Hawaii,
Mr. Nuri, is a special type of clothing you have to wear. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
But we should know what type of clothing.
Someone informing me that they, and these shades would be wearing, these aren't even not the right shades we're supposed to be wearing in hot in the sun. And the hat we have is isn't the right type of hat.
For your benefit, I can get one show. I can do one show.
Yeah, man, please, man. You could get somebody to come on to educate us, you know, on what to wear. And even, let me ask you another question. Is it healthy to drink cold water in this type of weather or just room temperature water?
But that room temperature water be boiling. It be hot. I can't drink no hot water, especially when it's hot. I prefer at least be cold.
The cold water isn't good for you.
But I know I can't drink the hot water. I got to spit it back out. I got to just drink water. And don't drink no soda. Go ahead.
But I hear you talking with the fucking boiling naked, Mr. Nuri, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
If this heat keep up, boy, you can have to join him, you know.
No, you can't join him.
Mr. Nuri, this heat ain't playing with you.
You wear yourself a singlet and a short pants. You should be straight.
Mr. Nuri, I wear singlet, short pants, I get my water, I get my hat, and it's just like it ain't waking.
You don't work outside. Stay in the shade.
Yeah, man. I wake in the field.
Yeah. Okay.
I wake in the field. I just, you know, and then the shades I put on, it's like I wear them, and then when I take them off, it just have my eye hurting. So I don't know if these are the proper shades that I'm wearing.
You need to spend the money and buy the $400 shade.
Yeah, but what the ox for? What type of, is some kind of UV ray?
When you spend $400 for your shade, you know it can be the right one.
Mama, I think so, man. They fasten shades, man. Yeah. I need white shades.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Make it happen, man.
Yeah, I can do a show. I can do a show.
Yeah, please, man. Yeah. I need some education on that.
Surely. Kermit, did it get up? I can't go. No? None? I'm trying to get one clip up so we can hear. But it looks like it's not playing. Nothing before
Crisis
I go.
Crisis Center Chief Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson is drawing a line between public demand and responsible protection. While speaking at a press conference to announce plans for the Day of Parenting Symposium, Dr. Dean Patterson was asked to respond to calls for the sex offense registry to be made public. She made it clear that she's not a fan of that view.
The sex offenders register was passed and is in place, but it's not a public register, and we are not in favor of it being a public register. I know the public would like to know who these sex offenders are. But we are not the United States, the United Kingdom, and the size where you can identify these sex offenders and have them someplace where they're not going to hurt children.
The activist adds that she believes the registry must be handled with care, balancing transparency with the safety of children and ensuring the right people are equipped to act.
The persons who need to know, who are obligated, who are directed to protect children are the ones who have access to this register and who are responsible for the sex offenders who are released. That is the police, social services, the prison. Those are the key people who should have this information and could deal with the information in a way that protects children, but also doesn't enable vigilantism, which has been the experience in other countries where the sex offender register was public.
Dr. Dean Patterson also pointing out that in other countries, laws have mandated that sex offenders be banned from public places that are frequented by children, including schools and parks. She went on to explain that in the Bahamas, the duty must fall on institutions like the police, prisons, and social services to track and manage those released. And that, she says, calls for the public to trust the system.
So really, it calls for the public to have confidence in the system. And I don't know that the public is as comfortable with the system protecting our children as it should be. And so it's a discussion that has to be ongoing. And we need to put all sides to it. But we have to be alarmed and vociferous about our refusal to accept or to tolerate the violation of our children.
Reporting.
And that was Sandra Dean Patterson. She's an advocate for children and women's rights. And she's saying that only those who are directed to protect children should have access to the sex offenders list. I have an obligation and a directive to protect my girl child. Me. And she's saying, this is the advocate lady, you know, mind you, she led the charge and could to convince me to lobby, to join her, convince all those women of the Bahamas to join her to demand that there's a sexual offenders list be created. She tell us and convince us that come and join her because the list is important for the protection of children. Then she's now saying that we should not have privy to see the list. I think I was hoodwinked. I was bamboozled because I must see the list. And they said, trust the police. All of them getting arrested every day. But he said, trust the police to protect my girl child. And I said, the police comes after my girl child is assaulted. Not before, not during, child from being assaulted. And if I do not have the list, if I do not know who's in my neighborhood, how can I protect my girl child? I think what she's saying is not nice. She owes me an apology because I'm terrified. I am terrified and she looked like she don't care about my concern. So she's no longer a friend of mine. I just saying, she's no friend of mine. Concern to protect my girl child when there's naked men walking on Bay Street, not on Crooked Island Street or Broom Street. They walking on Bay Street and the police are unable to stop them. And she's saying that I must trust the police to protect my girl child. She funny. That's a funny woman there. She ain't my friend no more. I'm just saying, no. Me and her ain't friends no more. Because someone ain't helping me protect my girl child. I know that someone is her. She ain't helping me. I need someone else to lobby for me. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Let's move on to... Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Brother Neary.
Go ahead, man.
Who is that woman protecting? The children or the male man? She sounds like she's trying to protect the male man from people knowing who he is.
I concern.
So somebody else's child can be molested.
I concern.
So I feel like she had a good run. She was doing well. I think she's now maybe age is starting to pull it on her. You know, because she was doing well at one time.
She's quite aware of the numbers of children and women who are being sexually assaulted in this country. Quite aware.
Yuri, let me ask you something. You remember when the prince and the queen, the prince and the princess being here the other day,
mm-hmm.
thought a virgin person was on Bay Street?
They run them off Bay Street.
Hello? All right, ma'am. No, they rake everybody up on Bay Street.
Yeah.
Now, they're talking about But the vagrant people on Bay Street, man, come on, man. Don't they can be removed because they were moved before. Thank you, sir. All right, ma'am.
Everybody all right?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Neary.
Go ahead.
They had them on Bay Street before.
We have a problem.
Before.
We have a problem.
It could be done. I don't know why it's so hard now.
I don't know.
If they could have do it before.
I don't know.
You know, come on, man. Let's take this thing. Bay Street could be cleaned up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what they should do, Bay Street should be a no. Between the Hilton Hotel and East Street should be a no-vehicle zone.
Mm.
Just walking. I don't know if you're familiar with Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in Las Vegas called Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the old Vegas. Not a vehicle on that. The only thing you could get on that is a zip line.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, that's how Bay Street should be. Every few feet up, you have a little three-piece calypso band, a little steel band playing, a little in Rosen Square should have a 12-piece Junkanoo group. You know.
We can lobby for it. That's all I can say. We can lobby for it.
Bay Street is easy to clean up, man. But another thing in closing,
mm-hmm.
when you go on Bay Street, you go into them jewelry stores and stuff, you got to listen to the language. You can't even understand what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the people who are serving the tourists. Then you go into the straw market. The straw market should be strictly Bahamian. You have all kinds of people in the straw market.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaicans, Haitians, everybody in the straw market working. That should be saved for Jeff Bezos. The ground transportation, the tour buses, taxis. Something should just be for us.
I hear you. I can discuss that right now. I appreciate it. If Bahamians don't want work, you got to find workers. And if these people who have citizenship won't work on the Bay Street, and if they speak Creole or broken English, they have citizenship. They got to work. And that's my response to that. Let's read some of these texts. Mr. Nuri, it's better to drink plenty fluids in hot temperatures. I work on construction sites. I drank on average about a gallon of water from ice coolers. I never fainted in my life. Mr. Nuri, I also agree with you that you as a parent, you and I as parents, have the right to protect our children. I believe so. I'm concerned. This text says, every time in the past, the government has recommended that Bay Street become a pedestrian traffic only, but Bahamians rejected it wholesale. So the idea of saying that we should be a pedestrian only, the Bahamians are not going to accept it. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live? You live? Okay, this text says, Nuri, is she talking on the mindset of government to protect the criminals versus citizens? I'm concerned. Like I said, it's a number. She sounds like that public defender, that great public defender who is defending criminals and said the criminals have rights too. But as school closed now and all the girls are in home, all the girls are in home and can be walking to summer camp, who protecting them from the naked man who walk in the street with mental illness? How come I don't know who's the community molester and he have four charges on him and guilty verdict, but he lived next door? I don't know he lived next door and I leave my child home alone because I got to go to work still. Who protecting our girl children? And I stand, I hear Miss Patterson, but it sounds like she protecting other people. Talk about vigilante. Talk about vigilante and these are known molesters and there's brutalized children and I leave my child home. Who protecting my girl children? They can say protect them after the fact they get assaulted. Man, come on, man. Let's go to the break. We'll come back. I see you, caller. If you can hold on,
call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace cycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
You try to rest, hope the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located the Nassau Guardian, this one.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. I think I get my cue up for the rest of the clip. Let's play that clip and we go straight to the caller after that, Kermit. Go ahead.
It's actually an inspection fee, and that's where your vehicle gets inspected. We're trying to make it easier for you to do that inspection process. And that's why we're asking you to pay beforehand so that when you come, you'll be almost queued up to go ahead and have your vehicle inspected. And once inspected, once it's passed, then you go on to the registration process.
And how does that actually work if the person fails, to comply or fails the actual inspection?
Now, remember, what you're paying for is for the resource for someone to actually inspect your vehicle. If your vehicle fails, then you have to go and have that process fixed. Register again. You have to go ahead and prepay again and then come and do the inspection once you think it's roadworthy. Because at the end of the day, what you're paying for isn't for just an inspection certificate. You're actually paying for that process to be carried out.
Anyone know what happens at the inspection of a car? How long it takes? The guy says, blow your horn. Pam, pam. He said, turn on your left indicator. Did that. The right indicator. I do that. And he said, press your brakes. I press my brakes. That's the whole inspection radio. I don't care how much it costs. No. If he said it costs $50, it is cool. I'm cool with that. Now, every so often, because of how bad our roads are, ain't my fault the road's bad. It's the government's fault the roads are. I'll put in my light bulb before I go and inspect the car because I do my own inspection. And driving from AID, that's what I shouldn't advertise them, but we're driving from them to West Bay Street. I drop in about 2, 3, 4 potholes. So the brand new light I just put into my car blows. Usually when I go to the inspector say, man, your light blows. I said, no, boss, I just put that in a couple seconds ago. That's a brand new light. He said, boss, you got to go and do it again. Right? But they understand because they know the roads are bad and we have a bad government who don't fix the roads. Whoever in charge of the roads is lousy, needs to be fired. And they said, we know. So just go back and go change the light bulb and come back. We'll inspect you and let you go forward. But this minister don't care. This minister of transport needs to go because he don't care because he don't want to understand that the roads are bad and it's not my fault that I drop inside the pothole and the bulb blow. But the people who work there understand because it's a 5-minute process. And he's telling me he's going to charge me twice because I drop in a pothole going to get my car. That's an evil man. That's an evil and sinister person. You don't do that to Bahamians. They don't like Bahamians. That man hates Bahamians. He needs to go. And I like him enough because he's do good songs. But he got to go. Because if you don't understand the plight of Bahamians in this economy, and you want to charge them twice because you rode bad and you blow my bulb when I just changed, you need to go. Mr. Prime Minister, I need you to intervene. Save us. Save us, Prime Minister, because the people that you hire, simple. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio Live.
Yeah, CA, what's going on?
Rachel, man, I just going through some frustrations. It's hard.
Yeah, I could be quick because, the show only 1 hour.
Yes.
But I got some touch on because Don just ain't what I called for, but seeing that you bring it up. Yeah, but it looked like it going back to Clarence building. It looked like Brandy Tippin could be going back
tip,
on again.
Tip. They're creating corruption.
That's all that
they're creating
all that
corruption for us.
Yeah, because you think I spend any $35 going back to change your bulbs and come back to spending that $35? Someone getting lunch.
Someone getting lunch.
This is what I called for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 52. Yeah, it's called zoning. That's what it's called, man. I know you was as old as me. You could remember when it was no stop off the bridge, the middle bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If we don't stop if we don't watch it, those stores could be straight down to John Canoe Beach.
I watch it
now. I'm at 52. That's a bunch of foolishness. But people will be talking, but at the end, the politician is us. There's a young man in front of the courts right now for arson. Down on John Canoe Beach. That's only can resolve to when they say leave it to the people.
Yep.
Politicians were supposed to zone the hub zone. Could you do it in Lifeguie? Could we do it Cable Beach? Could we do it on Paradise Island? That's what strict zoning and those places where don't take foolishness. The Ministry of Works or the government business charge of that with the president of the Fish Fry Association. And they get business zoning, the business in after this point or whatever. So if it ain't the politicians, it's the people, then what people do? Go out there, take our jackhammer and all that and our skill saw and cut them down, break them down then.
Mm.
Tell them, no, we don't want them all stalls past this point. So if it's that's the citizens, that's what we're supposed to do. Huh?
I feel you.
It's like how you say, it's our government, it's the police, everything in the business, the Ministry of Works, so business go in there. And they didn't have a plan. The plan, they didn't have the plan, a whole lot of fish rights are supposed to look. And not none of these shanty type stall and thing, man, these blue wood, tin roof and thing, couple different shingle and all type of different color wood, man. But they're up and looking places, man. They've been just having zone of grass here. Just the play area, just the parking here. The tourists, them could sit down and eat in this area after they've been just in zone out, man. Not anything goes, anyone just come and throw up a shot. Think what? If it's going be done, we got some right there, so the stalls could be straight down the Junkanoo Beach.
Caller, they're putting stalls in the parking lot now. The place was zoned for the way you park your car, they're putting the stalls there.
Come on, man. This can happen on Miami Beach or nowhere in the States where people have proper governments and administrators and things like that and mayors to deal with places, things. This can never happen. I said anything goes in the Bahamas. And then let me tell you, say this too.
Mm-hmm.
You say, when the politicians, them ain't listening to you and thinking with them, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to fire them. That's what you do. You get rid of them. You don't reward them with a second time. If they ain't listening, if they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, they ain't doing their job. That's where we go wrong. Have a nice day, see you.
Thank you very much. I lobbying to get the Minister of Transport fired because this new system they put in there, he need to go. He need to go. No time the pussyfoot around him. He need to go. He need to go. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Nuri. Komolafi confronted the government and when the hotel go to the courts, right? The caller just now talk about zoning and everything, right? And all them shanty. Now, Clay speaking, in charge of Ministry of Works, zoning takes care of that, right? The Ministry of Works supposed to get rid of all of them, right? So, could you please tell Ian Monroe to tell Clay speaking that when people start subdivision without approval, they're supposed to get fined according to the Private Road and Subdivisions Act and the Rhode Island Private Road and Subdivisions Act. I worked with them since the 14th of November 2022. That's the investment board. And they ain't answer me yet, Nuri. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when they, Komolafi, so he's using linguistic torsionism. She's right. So just Nuri, just to check the subdivision, Rhode Island Act, and read them couple of lines, okay? And see when people do not follow the law, what the Minister of Works supposed to do, fine them, a continuous thing. So they've been doing it since 2002. That's a fine for every year. They continuously do that. Just read it, Nuri, and I will call you tomorrow to see what you got to say about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Let's move to the next caller and speed it up so everyone gets a chance to talk. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Let's move on to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Yes, good Mr. Nuri. Sorry for calling back.
Go ahead.
Here, and I just want everybody to listen to this. The disparity. Then you move west towards the Bahama resort. You see how clean and pristine it looks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you move in the middle, right? You see how inglorious it is and how filthy it is. And then when you move to the west by west wind, you see how clean it is, right? So we in the middle and behemoths. You see the difference? Muff is right, man. What's, you know, oh, God.
I see your frustration. I understand it. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead,
hello,
caller.
Mr. Demiri.
Hey, you're live.
Yes, sir. I fully endorse the last, in fact, all of the callers. I join you with and asking for that minister to be made to resign because this is nonsense, man.
It is nonsense.
No, it was there was not on the road for 3 years, and you need to pay 3 years of license fee, notwithstanding the inspection and all the other things.
It's rough. That's why I said rough.
I wholeheartedly join you on that crusade to have he need to resign. I don't want no explanation. I don't want them to explain nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just resign forthwith.
That's the only way we get accountability.
Government must take some responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they appoint him.
I agree. Thanks very much, Cola. I truly appreciate you. So good morning, bro, Brother Nuri. Excellent talk show today. Now, Bay Street is a part of the city, so cleanliness and upkeep must be paramount. Also, our beaches must give access to local residents. Where are our governments? We can do better, and I endorse Mr. 52 commentary today from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah 2026. Let's see any other text there. It says, don't worry, it's only chaos at Junkanoo Beach because the portfolio-less prime minister is simply not aware of what's happening. It'll be a new day of progress once he gets news of the garbage construction at Goodman's Bay and Junkanoo Beach. Oh, he right across the road. Well, maybe once he get his eyes checked, progress any day now. That's what a texter says, right? Let's see. Says, bless up, Brother Nuri. We have pray for Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson. You sound like my mother, Auntie Val, also known as Granny Val. Any nasty, filthy perb touch any of her grandgirls or grandboys, all hell break loose. Calm down, Brother Nuri. I don't think can bail y'all out at this time. Yeah. See, when you have girl children and thing, you got to be defensive. And I try not to say they making excuses, especially during the summer when it's hot. Hey, Mr. Nuri, why you have Miss Patterson as a friend? These people doesn't care about us. They don't like us. They are evil and diabolical people. That's from Miss Butler. See, Miss Patterson being fighting for women and children rights for so long, so you got to show her respect. I'm just saying, what she said hurt me. Because I got to worry about my child myself. I can't depend on the police and social services to help them after they get molested, after they get violated. How do I protect them before they get violated? And that's where I'm at. And she is not even that kind of children before, right? So, Mr. Nuri, especially when you're inside a country where when you hear the cases about these pedophiles and things, you say they hear they get tried 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. That means if I didn't know there's a side of the neighborhood, I could have stopped it. But they ain't tell me. So they wreaking havoc on our children. Let's go to this caller before I go. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Hey, Nuri, what's up?
Raise your man.
All is well. If you see the partner, Minister Pierre Glover doing in Golden Gate by the shopping center there, she's refurbishing that whole area. What
the that.
Government need to do with all these things that's popping up all on the side of the road? Either go in a private partnership with somebody, get them a piece of property, just build some nice-looking stores for these people to utilize. Because all over this country, there's a lot of things that are popping up all over the place. And we got to do something before we become a little Haiti. You know, and that's the bottom line. We got to do some things. But what's happening in the country is that everybody has won a second term. You understand me? So they allow anything to happen.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you calling. And you're right. Perhaps we need to go in a PPP and build places for these people who want to be resellers. Because we need to empower behemoths. But they need to be in a particular zone and say, well, y'all go here. And mind you, we have zones now. But these people don't want to rule. They don't want to go to Gladstone Road. They don't want to go to Gladstone Road. They want to be on East Street and Brooms and on Blue Hill Road selling in the middle of traffic. That's what they want to do. Let's see if I can squeeze this caller in before I go, Kermit. This last caller. Go ahead, caller. You're the last one for the day.
Hello. Hey.
Go ahead. You're live.
Rules and regulations are not enforced in this country. And that is the biggest problem that we are having.
Mm-hmm.
If the rule applies, enforce it. Okay? I don't know what's going on with Sandra Dean Patterson. That comment that she made just now, just swinging.
We can pray for Sister Patterson.
That's swinging.
But when we have women now lobbying saying, you don't understand our plight, she will adjust. We need women to tell her, say, I feel what you're saying, but no. And if you are one of us.
That is totally contrary to what she has been advocating for over the years. You're going to tell me, like, you know, who's in your neighborhood.
See, there you go.
That's foolish. And they're talking about who's supposed to be responsible for laws. Carry out the laws that are simple rules and regulations, and you're going to rely on. No, there's trust issues here. And I agree with you with your traffic. I have changed 4 tires within the last 2 months because of bad roads.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for those?
Who's going to pay for those?
They're looking to take every penny out of the public It's not fair. It is not right. It's not fair. And you call it on the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister is fully aware of what's going on.
That's the only one I get to call on. That's why I got to call on him.
He's aware of it.
Lord.
Because they are not going to be, they are not going to make public statements without his,
yes,
his knowledge.
And I appreciate you, ma'am. We got to go now. Last text is, Mr. Nuri, in Europe and America, tires are also inspected. Brakes are also inspected. Now they do checks of windshields. They don't do it here. They don't check our windshields, nor do they check the tires. I'm just saying. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CS Tomorrow, too. Part of the show. Anyway, have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.